We're here today in Emera Idea Building on the Dalhousie campus, where Dalhousie University Space Systems Lab spent 4 years constructing the first satellite made in Nova Scotia called LORIS, which is ready to be launched into space. Today, they place the nanosatellite in display for the public to see.
My name is Orad Karagosli. I'm the CEO, founder of Galaxy Mission Systems, and founder of Dalhousie Space Systems Lab.
So tell us about today. What are we celebrating today?
We are celebrating about 4 years of work and thousands of hours of engineering and science and communication that went into Nova Scotia's first satellite project that turned out to be LORIS, and it's finally ready to be launched into space.
A number of Dalhousie University students worked on this project together. Gargosli discusses the purpose of this project.
We had more than 250 students involved in it, and the purpose of it is a lot of technology demonstration. So at Dalhousie, we did a lot of research and development that went into space. So the satellite will bring those into space, and then we can actually monitor the status of those systems that we have designed and see how they perform in that environment.
The nanosatellite named LORIS stands for Low Orbit Reconnaissance and Imagery Satellite.
This is the first satellite ever designed in Nova Scotia, as far as we know, and it just happens to be in a nanosatellite class, so it's just the smaller version of the typical traditional satellites you would usually see. The reason we ended up working on this project was thanks to the Canadian Space Agency's Canadian CubeSat project, or CCP. So they funded this project for universities across Canada to design and build a nanosatellite that can go to space, and all the research and the development that is attached to that.
We speak with Dalhousie University student and LORIS team member who said he's been working on this project for 3 years.
My name is Kenzie Timmons, and I'm the mechanical lead for LORIS project. Specifically, I had to design the main chassis and all the mechanical components with it.
And tell us what we're doing here today, Kenzie.
So today is mainly just a public viewing of the LORIS satellite to mainly showcase what we've been working on for the past 5 years and demonstrate public what Dalhousie can do here.
And what have you been working on for the past 5 years? What is the goal?
So the main goal of the project was to teach undergraduate students what the space industry is like and what needs to be done and learned to develop a satellite from scratch. But LORIS specifically, what we're doing is using the different control systems to point within Nova Scotia and the surrounding oceans, take a picture in both visible and near-infrared light, and then beam it back down to Dalhousie to look at.
The satellite will be launched in August, and predictions show that it will orbit the Earth for about 12 to 14 months before re-entering Earth's atmosphere at its usual speed of 400 kilometers, where it will vaporize into the atmosphere. Another Dalhousie University student and team member said this project was a great learning experience.
I'm Abdul Basit Sayed, and I'm the lead systems engineer for LORIS. I've been working on this since almost 3 years now, and it's definitely a dream come true to see the satellite in person, all assembled and ready to go. It was an amazing experience working on LORIS. It's Atlantic Canada's first satellite, and we have a great team.
Sarah Gouda, CKDU.